Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the new Max 6 Conscious Workspace Studio and the home and headquarters for Conscious Capitalism of Arizona, here in Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I'm very excited to have a full studio today, some old friends and new. I don't mean old like as in old, but, you know, people I've known for a while, and some new acquaintances. And these folks are here representing the LinkedIn local movement here in Arizona, specifically getting ready to host the first LinkedIn local East Valley Phoenix event. So let me please introduce you to Lori Corrigan, general manager and esthetician and body waxer with Wax On, Wax Off. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you, Karen.
And I should say welcome back. You're one of my, quote, air quotes, old pals here in the studio again.
That's three times you use that word now.
Well, I can say that because I didn't get to share what car I drive, but it was a 1967, I think.
Oh, beautiful.
So anyway, but it was actually my dad's car in retirement. I'm not that old, but pretty close. Anyway, happy to have you in our new studio. You got to come visit us with your Wax On, Wax Off team and clients a couple months back, and I'm glad to have you again.
So very happy to be here. You have quite a magic to you and what you bring to the Valley. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, thanks. I know you mean that from your heart. I just know that about you. Mm. And, great. She's sticking out her tongue and giving me nasty looks now. Lori and I met through LinkedIn, which is what's so exciting about having an opportunity to have you today to talk about this cool movement, this nationwide or international movement,
yes,
really. So we'll get into that in just a second, but I want to make sure I introduce our other guests as well. Next, we have Anton Shamuk Andrikov. I almost did it.
Perfect.
Do it. No, do it for me because it sounds so good when you say it.
Anton Chumak Andrikov.
Before we came on live, I said, I just want to hear you say that name over and over and over again. That'll be our segment today. Just this beautiful voice.
Roll those R's.
Oh my goodness. Well, welcome, Anton. Anton is the founder of Oak Tree Living Consulting and our first opportunity to meet.
It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me. And, you know, these three wonderful ladies that invited me to be part of this group, beyond grateful and really excited to talk to Phoenix about what we're going to be doing.
Excellent. Let's do that in just a moment. And two more pals. I won't use that OLD word because Lori scolded me. But welcome to the studio, please. Karen Joseph, founder of Seven Networking.
Hello, hello. Good to be here.
Oh, so good to have you. I know we've talked about having you on and then life just got crazy for both of us. Karen and I have known each other. I think we first met when I won the Mom Entrepreneur Award with Tish Pelletier.
Yes.
Right? That was back 2008. No, 2010.
I think it was either 8 or 10, but I'm pretty sure it was 10.
And I
couldn't find my house.
I couldn't find your house.
That I remember.
Isn't that funny? Yep. And we met and we fell in love and the rest is history.
Here we are now.
And I was a member of Seven Networking for at least a couple of years.
2 years, yep.
Before I opened or started working with $99 Social.
Mm-hmm.
And then have circled back on occasion just because so many of my great pals are part of your networking community. So I'm looking forward to hearing all that you're up to today with LinkedIn Local, but also with Seven. So thanks for being here.
Okay, great. Thank you, Karen.
And
it's a pleasure.
Yeah. And also with us is Sandy Sanchez, co-founder of Socially Boomin'. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you for having me. I can roll my R's too.
Sandra Sanchez.
There we go.
I love it.
That sounds a little evil.
Yeah. It's fantastic. So, Sandy, you and I have met. I know we've certainly been pals on social media for at least a couple of years because of our acquaintance with Karen and the work you two do together. But we also had a chance to meet shortly after you moved to Arizona, right?
Yes.
You've been here how long now?
About 18 months.
Oh my gosh.
I really like it.
And remind
it's
me,
hot.
Where are you? Different state. Where were you?
I was in California. I was in San Diego.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But you are enjoying being in Arizona.
I'm loving it.
And
I'm
it's beneficial for business.
It is.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
So thank you for having me as well.
Oh, so thrilled to see you in person again, because I think we've only met in person that one time.
Yeah.
Good.
We're going to say that she traded up for the people, not for the weather.
Yes.
There you go.
Exactly. Okay, good.
Perfect. So that's a great segue, right, to LinkedIn Local, East Valley, Phoenix. LinkedIn Local is a movement that really, as I mentioned, is not just nationwide, but international, is it not?
Yes, all over the world.
All over the world, right? And I had the pleasure of co-hosting, sponsoring, I don't know what you'd want to call it, the first event that we had here in Phoenix at Galvanize several months ago. So I was thrilled to see when y'all were collaborating and coming together to bring it to East Valley Phoenix. So for our listeners who aren't familiar with LinkedIn, I hope that's not the case. I hope that's not anybody. But for somebody who's not familiar with LinkedIn Local and how that fits into this great platform, who'd be willing to tell us a little bit about it?
Sure.
I want you to see everyone's nodding at Karen.
I'll do it. Karen, connector Karen. I might as well go for it. So I found it through LinkedIn. I was just poking around one day and saw these different posts of people all over the world hosting these amazing events, connecting humans. And I saw these hashtags, LinkedIn Local, and started digging further and led me to Anna McAfee, who is in Australia. And reached out to her, and it is her baby, her brainchild. I know she has some people that, I guess, founded it with her.
Three or four others, yes.
Okay. And her vision was just to bring people off of LinkedIn from, you know, getting out of your office, away from your computer, meeting people in person, getting to know others, connecting, talking, chatting, laughing, hugging. And once I saw that, I was like, oh, I have to find out more about it, and reached out to her, spoke with her on a Skype call, and here we are today. So, and then she connected me with Lori, awesome. Which was really cool. She's like, do you know Lori Corrigan? And I was like, no, someone I don't know in
but
the valley.
Yeah, exactly.
So Lori and I chatted, and she told me that, you know, she'd been to some events and they were great, super. And we needed to do this in the East Valley because, as we all know, people from the East Valley don't like to drive to Phoenix. Heavens, you know.
stay in the East Valley, don't they?
Exactly. Can only drive in their 5-mile radius. And then I brought Sandy Sanchez. I dragged her in. She will tell everyone that she was dragged in, roped in, came kicking and screaming.
I did kick and scream, but I was a little...
Join the LinkedIn Local East Valley team. And then Anton. Yay. Lori and Anton, I guess you guys had met through LinkedIn as well?
Yeah, just a week before. One of his posts came across my feed.
Oh, love that.
It was actually,
she doesn't know that I admired Lori from afar. I was too afraid to talk to her. Mm-hmm. I saw her at the first Phoenix LinkedIn Local at Galvanize, but I was such a networking virgin, I would say, for lack of words, that I was too afraid to come talk to you back then.
And it was,
and
the
was
hair.
Like, oh, here's this amazing individual. With all this energy. I came in, I had a couple of beers because they were free back then. I had a couple of hors d'oeuvres, and then I was too scared to engage, and then I went home. And then you reached out, and I was like, okay, this is a sign. This is the universe.
Story.
Universe saying I got to be part of this. So I got involved, and now I'm finding out you guys didn't know each other all along, and I thought you guys were best friends for like since childbirth. It's like that's how you guys act. I feel like you guys have known each other forever and ever.
Oh my gosh! Go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say this is news to you.
It's totally news to me. But you get props for showing up,
seriously,
for being there, for absorbing what you absorbed, and wanting to move forward, putting it out there in the universe. And there, your content was on my feed. And it reached out to me so deeply. And the comment was something about your voice is so soothing. That's what it was.
You said,
thank you. English isn't my first language, or wasn't my first language. And I hated the way I sounded. I think when you were transitioning
pretty
over.
Pretty much word for word what I said.
Yes. Yeah. It was an instant connection for me, because sometimes listening to video, if the voice is not right on key, I can't stay focused. It's that important to have somebody's voice soothe me. When you're passing a message like you were, identity, that is, and later on at some point, I want you to explain to me the difference between life coach and identity coach.
Sure.
Okay.
No, and that's what's beautiful about the story is that how many people out there are in my boat, are in my shoes, that are afraid to step out, they're afraid to network, because they have this idea of what this has to be, right? They've created some sort of a story internally of how people are going to perceive me, or how I'm going to be able to fit into this environment. But the beauty of LinkedIn Local is that you just got to show up. It's like you said, you showed up. And that's all you got to do. So this last one that I came to, first about half an hour of it, just sat in one space in my comfort zone with my wife next to me, which more than welcome to bring your spouses if you, you know, want to be more comfortable or friends. And after 30 minutes, I was like, okay, conversation started to expand. And then it led to the next table and to the next table. And before you know it, by the time 2 hours is over, I've covered every single table and I've met a ton of great people that would have been petrifying for me just 2 months ago to go and meet. And now I feel like we have something in common. We can share something. And it's a very reciprocity-based environment where people come together and they just basically say, hey, this is what I do. This is what I do. How can we help each other? How can you use my services? How can I help you get more of your services and networking and referring and learning? And it's just beautiful. I love it.
That's a perfect way to explain. Yeah, bingo, like spot on, right. Explaining how I think any networking organization would like that to be. Karen, I'm going to look to you because you are our networking expert, at least in from my eyes. Why doesn't that happen always for people?
Well, I guess, you mean, why doesn't it happen? People feel included when they come or comfortable?
Yeah. So Seven, I didn't make that question very clear. Seven is such a great melting pot, very similar to how Anton described his experience with LinkedIn Local. And as Lori said, he just showed up. I mean, big part of it is simply showing up. I've heard you yourself say that before. But why do you think it is in other organizations, not that we're looking to point fingers, but that people don't automatically feel included?
Well, that's a great question. And that's one of the main reasons why I started Seven Networking is because I went around when I first moved here and my husband bought a franchise and I was like, okay, got to get out there and meet people in the community. So we'd never owned a business before and, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So when I started going visiting other networking meetings and when people like a leader or nobody would get up and say hello to me, I was like, what is happening here? Because as the visitor, as the stranger in the room, had to go over and say hi to everyone. I was like, there's something wrong here. So I think it's just, I don't know. Maybe it's people are different. Maybe people don't know that someone comes in, you should greet them, but you would think people would know that.
You'd think. I've noticed that more networking that I've done over the last maybe 4 or 5 years, that more and more organizations, communities really have embraced this idea of having some greeters and really helping their members remember to make that new person or people feel comfortable. So the more I've networked, the more I see that people are recognizing that it's not an easy first step for so many people.
Yeah, I think that really it's more that we're starting to move into the relationship-based, you know, marketing, you know, networking. And I feel like that's exactly what Karen puts out at Seven Networking. I had never had an experience with networking when I met Karen. That was the first thing. I flew into Arizona from San Diego. She says, come to the meeting. I come to the meeting and she's there with a hug in front of everyone. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I started feeling just like in everything that we did together was just everything was relationship based. And I think if we go into things saying we're going to be creating relationships and not, you know, caring so much as what am I going to sell this person, but really just having it be relationship based. And I think that's kind of a new thing lately. And it really isn't a new thing, actually. We're going back to the old ways.
Yes. Yeah. Thank goodness. Yeah, because I never functioned very well with money, you know, money or the deal first. I've always been a relation based around relationship.
From an identity coaching standpoint, I would just say it's value. I think a lot of people feel like they don't have value to add and that holds them back from interacting. They're putting people on pedestals where, you know, just these three ladies right here, they will find value in you, whether you like it or not. Like that's the beautiful part about them. And they'll bring it out of you in that meeting, make you feel good about it. And then they make you feel so good about it, you go share it with other people. And that's what I see at a lot of networking events I started going to is these experts. And even though you guys haven't been doing this maybe forever, but I consider you guys experts because you search the room, you find that person that needs help. And I see you guys attach to that person and kind of put a right arm around them and say, it's okay, we got you. And let's showcase who you are as a person, not even the business. Because I think that's what we focus first as a LinkedIn local is before we focus on your business, let's focus on you as a human being. Mm-hmm. Let's see what kind of person you are. And we connect to the person, like you said, Sandy, a relationship, we make the relationship with the person and the business benefit becomes the secondary, you know, benefit of it. It's not the primary benefit. And I think that that's what people need to shift in their head is a lot of people are thinking business first, relationship second. And that's the main difference. I think modern world, LinkedIn, local, and all the other, you know, networking events that are happening is relationship first now.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly with everything you guys have said. Want to add that those of us who've not been brought up with technology have been trained to hide behind it. Mm-hmm. And it's scary to walk into a room of people, even though you know them online, you've been engaging with them on LinkedIn the whole time. Now you're vulnerable. What are you going to say? You don't have that screen in front of you. So the one little ounce of comfort that it brings when someone walks into our event, for example, and we get up and we greet them and we invite them over to the group, that sigh of relief of, wow, okay, so I was scared for no reason, mm-hmm. because this is going to be comfortable. The people are welcoming and I don't have to get up and put myself out there until I'm ready. What was the other point I was going to make? Go ahead and take over until I remember that point.
It sounds so good so far. I was going to ask Karen and then go.
Which is why, a segue, we have decided as a group to keep the group smaller.
I saw that.
Some are doing very large groups, which is great. Good for the outgoing folks. But the ones who are already afraid to socialize will stay clear of that. And we want those people, not any more so, but as much as, to come out and feel comfortable, even if they just sit there and take it in the first mm-hmm. time like you did, Anton.
Mm-hmm. You know what I see when you're speaking to this, what I envision is those people that are on LinkedIn a lot, you see different kind of content creators, different type of content consumers. You have those that are more lateral, where they want a lot of comments, but not a lot of depth. They just want a lot of people. And I see you guys and us being more as the depth. We want that golden nugget that shows up in fifth or sixth interaction from that same conversation that finally brings that massive value and opens up our eyes and goes, oh, there it is. You know, and you, it's harder to get that when you have 100, 200 people showing up at once. You're never going to get that depth. And if you think about it too, then to me, I'm a people pleaser by nature. Then I feel guilt, like I didn't make it to somebody and say hello. And all of a sudden, now I'm walking away feeling guilty from something that was amazing. But with a smaller group, you get that opportunity to go around and really touch everybody there and create a slight depth in a relationship.
How many won't come back that next time because they felt overwhelmed mm-hmm. and you've lost them? Yep. Mm-hmm. You get really one time.
So this particular first event is capped at how many guests or participants?
Well, we had our first event. This is our second.
Oh my gosh, how did I miss that? Okay, I'm so busy. Nose to the grind. Yeah, because I know I was invited. Okay, so 40. How many were at the first one?
About 40. Mm-hmm.
And,
45.
And how about for this next event?
Not sure yet. A lot of people will wait to the end,
sure.
typically, to commit. And then whoever walks in the door is actually who shows up, even though tickets are purchased.
But you'll cap it. I mean, we're talking about keeping it intimate. So you would not have more than, say, how many?
60.
60. Okay.
Yeah,
that's 60. A great number for what you're describing for this opportunity to connect in a deep way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're not necessarily going to be inviting each other to Christmas dinner or, you know, birthdays right away, but it's a possible, but I was just going to say,
that's
you
never know.
But I know those kinds of connections. And I say that tongue in cheek because when we use the word deep, that even throws some and makes people nervous, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So deep, does that mean I have to bare my soul in front of these people? Right. So I want to be mindful of using that word. That's why I joke about not necessarily inviting him, you know, for the family dinner right away. However, wouldn't that be great if those kinds of connections happen? And they often do in settings like this.
Excellent point about that word. Semantics, huge.
It's everything.
People can come and not say a word. They have permission to just be there and just absorb. And then the second or third time they come, they want to ask a question. That's great. No one will be pressured. Everyone is invited. It's not just people in business who own businesses or who's looking for employees. It's for everybody. It's just for the couch sloucher. If you just want to come and see what all this is about and you don't have a job or you don't care, you're retired, please
welcome.
Join us. Welcome. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And that is very different than a lot of, you know, networking, business networking groups, because people are there, as we pointed out earlier, to be, you know, for an agenda. Oftentimes, even if it's relationship first, they come because they want to garner those business relationships. So this is really get away from the computer, to go back to what Karen had said, get away from the computer and be in person. Be somebody, one of you said, you know, be human. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Karen, the name of the gal from Australia who started LinkedIn Local Events, remind me.
Anna McAfee.
Right. And so as you spoke to her about, you know, the idea of starting East Valley Phoenix events, is this a shared vision of hers that, you know, really helping people feel more comfortable in person? Or is that kind of unique to the East Valley Phoenix group that you guys have created?
No, that's the LinkedIn local mission, I would say, right?
I agree. Yes. Yeah.
Great. I mean, it's just you don't get into real conversations online. And that's it, whether you go on like depth or you call it something else. And it's funny, I was laughing when you mentioned that word. To us that interact face to face, our word choice is not as important as a radio personality, because your words are, you're so much more limited with your expression that you have to choose them carefully. And it's funny.
Not that I'm good at that, but. But as an industry, yes, you're correct.
Right. You know, and LinkedIn Local is just because it kind of grew on its own. It started with first you interacted in comments, and even beyond that, it started with likes. Then it went to comments. Then it went to shares. Then it went to, hey, let's chat in a message. And then you started groups. And then what's really prevalent on LinkedIn is Zoom calls. Everybody does Zoom calls because you're trying to simulate an environment where you get to have a real conversation and you get to reassure that the person on the other end is actually who they say they are. Because I can get online and I can be anybody I want to be. That's the reality, you know, and especially if I'm a good actor, I can pull it off. Mm-hmm. But when I come down in front of you and I do it in recurring times, I'll see clearly who that person is, or people see clearly who I am. So it evolved beyond online networking. That's the message of LinkedIn. And it's all to have real conversations. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing so many great things happening where people are taking this and like the donations of tickets to a charitable cause.
Oh, yeah.
You know, amazing things like that are starting to popping up. People are using events to have a group of people to accomplish a task, to put together a project, you know, and I see that growing in like a wildfire in so many different communities.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Really so is. My apologies for not realizing you already had your first event. When is the next event and where is it located, and how do folks, we're not wrapping up, but I just want to make sure we get that in here and then at the end of our segment.
It is June 19th, right?
Yes.
June 19th at the Forum in Chandler, and it is 6 to 8 p.m. At the Forum, yes.
Yeah. And Eventbrite, or how do folks?
Yes, we have a link on Eventbrite, and I'm not sure how we can forward that to people.
We'll have it on our podcast, but you can even go to Eventbrite. You can Google and Eventbrite and search LinkedIn Local East Valley Phoenix, and it'll get you there.
Yeah.
PHX.
Yeah, PHX. Thank you, Karen, for that reminder. Yeah, LinkedIn Local East Valley PHX.
And it is a free event, except for we do have a donation, and the donation is to the Joy Bus Diner that feeds local cancer patients. So that's really, it makes sense.
She was just on Chopped or something recently.
Yeah, chef.
Yeah.
The founder.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Jennifer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She's pretty cool. She started in her house.
Do we have you to thank for having this charitable cause attached to this event?
Yes. Well, maybe.
What I love so much about you and the work that you do with your seven communities. And are you still doing the other events as well?
The Shopping Heroes. Yes. Bring that back after the summer.
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear that. So
It feels so good to give back. And as entrepreneurs, you know, we love to give back and help others. And it gets people out in the community as well and helps the community. So
it sure does. Yeah, yeah. We got to introduce you to Scott Foundation. You reached out and said, hey, I love what you're doing with your son's book. Can you connect me with the founder of Scott Foundation? And they were so excited to be part of one of the events that you did.
Love Colleen.
Oh, she's fantastic. Yeah, she and actually we're working on a show with the foster kids to help out with some horse rescues coming up here pretty soon. So she and I think we meet next week.
What is Scott Foundation?
Scott Foundation is an organization, a nonprofit that goes to help kids in Arizona who have been in the foster care system transition out between age 16 to 18. These are the kids who are transitioning out into the world from a foster care experience and just equipping them with the right tools for around leadership and self-care and everything else. I don't know if Karen has anything to add to that, but it's an amazing organization. And Colleen and I met through the Tao Fellowship in Chandler. I'm an instructor there for Tao Healing. And Colleen has brought the foster kids to not only our center in Chandler, but also at the Mago Retreat Center in Sedona for these incredible weekend-long retreats, finding true self and coming into yourself and really using your body as a guide to heal. So there's so much more to speak to that. But Colleen is a gem. Mm-hmm. And if you're not familiar with her, you definitely want to connect with scott-foundation.org.
Thanks for saying that, because when they come out, they really don't know who they are. So they're starting at ground zero and you are finding them with them.
Yes, exactly. And Colleen's story is a very unique story, and her love and commitment and dedication to these kids is unbelievable. Yeah, really mm-hmm. fantastic. So again, Karen, thank you for having the idea and the commitment to making sure that we have the LinkedIn Local East Valley Phoenix events tied to some charities. So the Joy Bus, correct? Mm-hmm. Is that how I pronounce it?
Yes, Joy Bus Diner.
My husband, when we watched that segment, he said, you really got to get the founder on a show. And I just haven't yet made that happen. So if you can connect us.
Oh, you bet.
I appreciate it. Yeah. So I want to go back to something that Anton said around, the opportunity to meet and connect with people becomes an opportunity for reciprocity. And I love that you said that, because a lot of times when I explain what we do here at Phoenix Business Radio, that's exactly how I term it, that the law of reciprocity, just the natural law of reciprocity, just begins to happen when people can sit around and have a raw, real, candid conversation like we're doing today. Of course, we have a topic. You've shared some ideas of what you want to make sure we cover. We use that as a guide, but there's something about being with people, hearing their stories, the triumphs, the trials and everything in between. And once we've done that with a captive audience and we've had a chance to share that back and forth, we listen for connections. We listen, most of us are really designed that way to listen for, like, gosh, Sandy, I never knew this about you, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then that relationship can begin. And then we are more excited and more apt to say, I know someone that you ought to know, just like we did with Colleen a minute ago. It's a perfect example of that. So I love that LinkedIn Local's commitment and vision is really around reciprocation. Let's meet. Let's find joy in each other. Let's connect. Come as you are, is what I'm hearing as well. Yeah. And just know that you're going to be loved on to the degree that you're willing to be loved on.
Right.
If I may, yes. Just on a physical basis, when just me sitting here talking with you, Anton, and not having had this chance to do this at the first one, the eye contact is intense and extremely important. Mm-hmm. That one for me affects the energy that you're exchanging when you shake somebody's hand, when you get to see, like you were talking about, the expressions and the body language. All of that plays into what doesn't happen online. Even mm-hmm. when you're on your videos, Anton, we can see your face. We can see you sitting there. It's just this thing of you. It's not you.
It's incomplete.
It's mm-hmm. incomplete. That's a perfect word. That is what LinkedIn Local does, is complete the experience that doesn't happen on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
That was mm-hmm. great.
Yeah. Complete the experience. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. No, and you mentioned reciprocity, but it's like you said, when a group of people comes together and they act and they come as they are, my new favorite word is synergy. You know, in mm-hmm. business world, everybody likes to use the word alignment. And I actually got in an argument with my boss the other day. I was like, no, that's not necessarily what you're looking for. Alignment is just the process without the outcome. Synergy is alignment included. The process is aligned, but the outcome is where the sum of individual parts is less than the outcome of the team. You know, that you could never have created what you create together on an individual basis. Even if that person has the tiniest degree, that 1% to add to the equation, that could be the 1% that makes the whole thing complete. Completes the piece of the pie, the puzzle, not the piece of the pie. And then it creates something that would not have been achieved otherwise. And that's the most important thing about networking that people need to understand. You're never as good alone as you are with a group of people.
So agree with that. One of the reasons why I moved the studio to the Max 6 Conscious Workspace environment was for that very reason. Where I was previously, all the doors closed. There was no co-work space. And I don't do well in a co-work space truthfully. I have to have my headset on and yeah, be very structured. However, when I was ready to go out and socialize, it just wasn't there, right? Places like Galvanize, where we broadcast and here at Mac 6, collaboration is welcomed and encouraged. And that's, I think, the benefit of obviously coming together. I mean, the connections that you can make for to further your business or your whatever your mission, or even just to enhance your life. That's what these are really, these LinkedIn local events are all about that.
That is a perfect segue to the fact that it is about your life. Business is part of your life. Your mm-hmm. life is not part of your business. And that's why everybody is welcome, which is a great other segue for our very special guest, Lila Smith, who is coming in from Manhattan to talk to us about her specialty. She's in communication. She is the, you know what, Anton, you are very good at describing who Lila is.
Lila's a unicorn. I mean, that'd be the best way I can
love it.
There's just rare people in the world whose hearts are bigger than you can ever imagine. And they have a special ability of connecting seemingly unconnected things. And that's what Lila's really good at. We mentioned networking, and she can reach somebody from one place of the country and connect it to another place in the country. And that's what she does. She's an ultimate connector. And she's a director of e-commerce and marketing for a company. So she's well versed in that space. But her strength is not that corporate world. Her strength is what she's done online through LinkedIn and all the relationships she's built. You know, I met her, not physically, but through LinkedIn, probably about 7 months ago. When Lori told me that she was going to be our guest, I was so happy, so excited, because she gave me courage to post when I was just starting out. You know, I barely starting to post, didn't know where to go, didn't know what to do. And she just said, Anton, the depth that you provide in comments is so special. And then I started looking, and she does that to everybody. She will take this, she does on LinkedIn what these ladies do in private and LinkedIn local events. She'll find that lost soul. She'll see the good in them. She'll see the opportunity in them. And then she'll introduce them to the world. Like if you follow her on LinkedIn, she'll constantly introduce people that don't have a ton of followers. They're just basically starting out 300, 900 followers, something small. But she sees that spark and she blows it out of proportion. And she gives those people confidence. And then 6 months down the road, those people end up having 12,000 plus followers and start to be considered one of those so-called influencers. Don't like that word. On LinkedIn. And it was all because she recognized that greatness. So I don't know if that's necessarily direct what she does as a title, but that's what she does to people.
Well, that's magical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's very magical. Her word choice is, and this is what I say about her, is she has the ability, when she's talking with you, to make you feel like you are the only person in her world.
Nice.
And so genuinely so, because it is genuinely so. Mm-hmm. She is an actress by trade. So she has learned herself. She taught herself through that experience how to communicate, because acting is communicating. You're putting your character out there for people to connect to. So really, it's a good segue for her to do what she's doing now that she isn't acting anymore. And she truly, truly gains a lot from what she does. She openly accepts the fact that she helps people, which is really good. She doesn't apologize for what she does. She owns herself and her abilities and will make a life out of this. She just started not too long ago either. You guys have talked about that as well.
Yeah, I think she started last year.
Barely.
She started, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. And she, what's great about it too, is that Lila goes for the little guy. Like I said, she fits our brand perfectly, because you think somebody that's experienced is going to come in and give this high level speech. And that's what's interesting about some keynote speakers that you select. Some will come to make themselves seem like they're the right speaker, versus some will come to deliver the information that's the right information to be received for the listener. She's the later. She's going to come in to give the right information for what our group needs to hear in that moment. Not the advanced stuff that's going to go over most people's heads, but the basics and the right stuff that'll resonate and create change for them.
In their lives. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's the bottom line, because it all is hinged together. Business, life, relationships are relationships. Some bring us money and some bring us children. By the way.
Yes, true. I don't know how to segue from that other than I wouldn't expect anything less from Lori. So great, a great way to just to describe and encourage folks to come and participate. Registration is still open, of course, and we'll mention how to get a hold of these folks again towards the end of the segment. I want to make sure before we do close, and we're not in any hurry, we got all day. I want to have a chance to have each of you speak to your profession and your gifts. We've talked a little bit about Karen only because I'm most familiar with Karen's work and have been a direct participant and benefactor. Is that the right word? I've benefited from. Am I a benefactor? If I,
yeah. We'll go with it.
Well, beneficiary. Yeah, beneficiary. Yeah. Well, I just have been so grateful for the time that I have had a chance to be part of Seven Networking. And so it made sense. We talked about it previously, but I want to give everybody an opportunity and we'll circle back with Karen as well. So Sandy, tell us about the work that you do and who you are in the world.
In the
Once
world.
Upon oh, a time, goodness. I was well, born. Yeah. I was a little 13, seed, like 19, going back 16. To, yeah, going back to babies. There's our segue.
Oh, goodness. Well, I am a co-founder alongside of Karen. We've co-founded Socially Boomin, and Socially Boomin actually helps women that are in midlife that are also entrepreneurs kind of be seen on social media. So we kind of get them going with their branding and finding an audience for them and just walking alongside of them, getting them started. Because like you said earlier, in our generations, you know, we were just not taught to communicate on social media. And it's hard for us to learn. We're a little bit slower than most. But it can be done. If we do it, you can do it.
And how do how do people interact with you then with Socially Bloomin? Boomin, I can't say Bloomin, but
we're going to have to change our name.
No, you don't have to. I just need to get it right.
So what we do is we actually have a Facebook page and we are live streaming a lot. We have built our own platforms. We've built our following, our friends on several platforms. Karen and I met on Periscope, which is a standalone live streaming app, and we built our friendship there. And then when I moved to Arizona, it just, you know, went from there. And yeah, so between her and I, we've built communities on Periscope, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram.
That's you. Yeah. I'm not Snapchat. I'm no snapper.
I tried it. It was good. It was good.
And helping women specifically.
Specifically, because our you know, people connect with who you are. And yeah. Sorry,
we started out as social boomers because we were going to work with baby boomers.
And then we realized everybody was midlife. They weren't boomers at all.
We're not boomers either. But...
And we aren't. Yeah.
You say midlife. So like my wife couldn't reach out to you?
And men could reach out with that. I do have clients that are men. But we definitely, with our social voice, we talk to a lot of women that are just like us.
Yeah, that's who the draw and appeal is. But I know that you're welcome other folks
always,
as well.
Yeah, always. Yeah,
wonderful. The live streaming group back
Sensational
in the day.
Live stream,
is that still an active group?
No, not really.
It's really morphed, but it's morphed. It's morphed into
exactly
into social movement.
We're gonna kind of close that group down. It's coming up on its 2-year anniversary, and we've decided that yes, we will get some of those people who are serious about being. Yeah. Active and visible on social media, we will bring them over Social Boomers.
Mm-hmm. Social Boomers. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yep. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And the Periscope, I remember hearing even before you got here that's where the two of you had met and then started doing the live stream. And I know I reached out several times when I was trying to figure out how to navigate my way through live streaming on
Facebook. And I remember your husband too.
Oh my gosh, right. The one and only live stream he ever did.
No, he did. But that's true.
But he did it.
Yep, Social Media Saturday.
But you both were great for me. So I might appear that I'm outgoing and an extrovert. I don't know that that really is the right title for me. Karen might argue, no, since we know each other forever. But even broadcasts like this is a little out of my comfort zone. And so is live stream and even networking. Like if we had, part of why I chose to do the Rhythm Radio is because networking is difficult for me. I like to be at home. But you both have been influential and helpful, not only helping with the technology of social media and live streaming, but also the relationship piece and how to show up in front of the camera, make it comfortable. So is that what folks can expect from Socially Boomin? Or like, what can someone expect when they become part of your community?
Oh, goodness. they can, first of all, they can expect to have some fun with it because we do make it simple because it is, you know, such a daunting thing to many people. But yeah, definitely that we make it simple and we make it fun and it's doable. And just we put together a strategy just for their business.
Oh, yes. Specifically.
Yeah. Very hands-on.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good to
so
know.
If someone, you know, whatever they need help with on social media, we are there for them.
Not just live streaming, but social media overall and a variety of platforms.
And yes, very much so. And it really is definitely a customized thing for them so that they can shine and they have that voice on social media. And it is a marketing strategy and taking that seriously, but also giving them that way to teaching them how to put it together, have it done, and then go to do the passion that they've, you know, created with their business.
Fantastic. And how do folks get a hold of you for Socially Boomin'?
Well, the website's under construction, but you can to Facebook and just look up.
I hope you're on Socially Boomin'.
Yeah, because we've got Socially Boomin' on Facebook. We've got Socially Boomin' on Instagram. We're on LinkedIn on either one of our names. Good. I'm sure we'll plug that all in. I'm not doing Snapchat anymore. So.
I could never quite grasp that.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. I came
so
in at the right
Socially
time.
Boomin', B-O-O-M-I-N.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. No L, which I keep trying to force in there. Yeah. Unless I'm the one saying it. Right. And Lori, tell us about Wax On, Wax Off. Like, I don't know, but tell our listeners.
Well, let me hear what you think we are.
Oh my gosh, don't do that to me. What I remember from the wonderful segment and just following you on LinkedIn is that you are a full wax service salon. Should I call it a salon?
Studio. Looks better,
right?
For
two
the
locations now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one of the specialties is really the Brazilian wax, the males who need to, or not need to.
Would like.
Well, they would like, but may need to.
if they're being told they need to, then
they need
there's
to.
A problem.
Right. And if you haven't heard the segment, and this is just not only for the people in the studio, but also our listeners. If you haven't heard that Business Radio X segment with the Wax On, Wax Off team, both Lori and the founder of the company, remind me.
Dana.
Mm-hmm. And three amazing clients, two men and a female. It was one of the neatest segments that we've ever had.
It was fun.
It was fantastic because it really told the story of, one, how important it is for a man to get waxed down there.
Oh, so that's the segue back to me?
Yes.
Thank you.
How am I doing?
It's not for me.
It's definitely not for me.
But you know what? You say that, but I...
No, I'm not saying the wax off, wax on. Not for me. The discussion of it is that.
Well, this is like you walking into that first LinkedIn local.
Yeah. I may have been afraid to talk to you because I'm afraid it was going to lead to something.
It's always in the utility closet that people expect me to drag them into,
which is not the case at all.
You mean you don't carry a backpack around that's got all the tools and everything right there?
I may, but I'm still a gentle flower.
That's what's so fun about your, I'm going to use the word persona for lack of a better word, and I don't mean that, but your persona on LinkedIn.
Yes.
Is so true to who you are, mm-hmm. and it funny, intelligent, articulate, and there is this soft side of you that, like you were pointing out with Anton, that we don't necessarily see this elegant, graceful side of you as well that we see in person, but we don't necessarily see because so much of what you do on LinkedIn around Brazilian wax, and I don't know if I'm using the right term for that, but. It's just so fun and edgy. Mm-hmm.
So it's snarky.
Great word.
Shock value.
Yeah.
It's what you guys, looking at Anton now, it's what you get. Provocative. I'm talking about just gender, not you, but it's edgy, provocative. Edge pushing because it's such a scary topic. Mm. For so many reasons, so much social stigma that in order for you to hear me through the cacophony of fear, there's something that had to get your attention. And I learned that about a year and a half ago when I was just starting on LinkedIn, that did it, that titillation. And I'm always striving to remain on this side of what's appropriate. Sometimes people will tell me I might have crossed it, but that's their opinion and they can scroll by.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it's out there to let you guys know that this is a definitely viable option for those of you who are done with shaving or just want something that lasts longer. Beyond hair removal is the social stigma part. And that's what we got into a lot on the original show.
Yeah, it was a great segment. And even if you aren't interested in waxing, male or female, the conversation was so neat because we took something that's so taboo and we're able to hear from gentlemen who have been clients of yours for quite some time now and talk really around the physical reasons why it's so important for them to do it in addition to the romantic, intimate reasons why they've done it. Mm-hmm. And I just sat there in awe of Lori and Dana and their guests, just like, wow, who knew, right?
Right.
It was fun. So it was a great segment to listen to.
I just want to jump in for all the men of Phoenix out there. Like, I want to put this in perspective of who Lori is and how she makes me feel. So I don't know if you growing up had that nurse in your elementary school that you went to for wherever you needed to. You walk into her office and everything seems okay. Like, that's the feeling that Lori gives you when you're in her presence. So I think there couldn't be a better fit for somebody to work on those areas for me that makes me feel it's okay. You know, it's an unknown thing. You're stepping into something that you've never probably done, may have considered maybe taboo in previous understanding of what you thought. To feel that comfort level is just very reassuring and makes you take that first plunge a lot easier.
Yeah. So you're signing up, Anton, right?
Yes. We'll start slow. We'll do his big toe first.
The way you've said that, not having been a client of hers, is very similar how these two gentlemen in the studio spoke to her. And she and Dana both had stories about other men who feel the very much the same way. And that's what I was alluding to, that there's this persona, this online persona that you have that's snarky and fun and light and poking fun at it. And yet there is this gentle, loving, genuine, easygoing vibe that you have that, of course, we would trust you with this awkward situation and helping us feel better about ourselves. And all the benefits and reasons why, again, men or women would want to experience waxing through you guys specifically and how different you are. And Dana, if you haven't met Dana, she's a delight as well. So
I appreciate two quick points.
Yes, please.
excuse me. Speaking to what you both just said, and thank you very, very much for that insight, because we never know truly. And why would you come forward and say that if you didn't feel that way, Anton? Absolutely. There was no reason to. It translates into over 500 social media reviews and 4.9 rating on a 5 scale and over 90% retention for clients.
Nice.
Wow.
Because we care and we do things differently. Sure. We are full body for men and women. And this leads back to LinkedIn Local really quickly, that that's what's important for me, to be in a physical environment so people can get to know me and talk in the dialogue. Because to see a coupon for wax on, wax off with a half-naked guy saying, come on in, does nothing. It scares you even more because the fear needs to be eradicated through conversation. And that is a big thing that LinkedIn Local does, is gets the information out, the truth out.
Mm-hmm.
People put judgment out there, their own conclusions on things that are said online about people or about the content. And until you actually are in the presence in a LinkedIn Local event and find out the truth and get to know that person, you're working off of assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well said. How can folks get a hold of you?
Wax on, wax off, bodywaxing.com. Mm-hmm. It's full website. We've got a blog with all the scary stuff talked about. Real quick, 1-minute articles. And you can also see the service menu, the pricing, and book an appointment right there online.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we have about 9 to 10 more minutes. So I want to make sure that we have a chance to hear from Anton and how you're showing up in the world for us professionally. And then I want to circle back to Karen too, because I've touched on it more than she had an opportunity to. Anton, who are you?
Just a random guy that loves people a lot.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an identity coach, and Lori said, you know, talk about what an identity coach is. I look at it as an identity coach is somebody that gives you a compass versus a map. I'm not saying that life coaching is not the right approach. Life coaching is wonderful and it's great, but life coaching, a lot of times you step in because you're struggling in a moment and you have to overcome something. So that person is going to help you get from point A to point B by giving you a roadmap. I work with people to help them to be themselves in all aspects of life, whether it be professional, whether it be personal. People a lot of times feel like they're not good enough because they don't have something to offer. Perfect LinkedIn, local, I'm not going to go because I don't have anything to offer. So what fascinated me with identity coaching a while ago, I heard a speech where a person was talking about what is the likelihood of you being born? And it's a 1 in 400 trillion chance that with all the natural disasters, meteors hitting Earth and all that kind of stuff, that you as a human being were brought to this planet. Then you start thinking about what are all the influences that you had, all the experiences that you had in your life. There's something about every single person that's really amazing and really unique. But the problem is that 99% of us are conforming to what we think society needs us to be. So as an identity coach, I pull out that 1% out of the person and then I teach them how to layer that across all different areas of their life and how to live your life your way. Now, this is not a sociopath that's going to go and just do bad things. There's got to be a moral code, you know, that exists within you that creates a guidance for you with that compass. So privately, that's what I focus on with organizations. What I work on is with leadership, really specifically, how do you manage your employee to their style? You know, a lot of times we talk about the golden rule of treat other people as if they were like they want to be treated. But I say, no, it's about the platinum rule where you treat other people how they would like to be treated, not how you would like to be treated. And that takes an additional layer of empathy. So when I work with leaders, I focus on how to understand their team member. What is their motivation? What is it going to really ignite the spark within them? And how do we unleash their team member versus making them thinking like an employee? How do we create entrepreneurs within corporations to think like owners because they get to be empowered with as creators, as authentic people being themselves within the workplace every single day? So that's kind of what I focus with companies on.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you.
That's yeah. Awesome. Great explanation and a fantastic difference between identity coaching and life coaching.
Yeah.
Love that. And so needed. How can folks get a hold of you?
Website is oaktree.live. And, you know, just go there. And I just want to tell you guys why oak tree, you know, that's ultimately what I'm trying to build. And just leave you guys with this analogy of, you know, a lot of times we're like either blades of grass or tumbleweeds rolling across. And the minute the wind blows, the minute we face difficulty, the minute we face roadblocks, we change who we are. We adapt to a new style. And that creates lateral growth. Lateral growth is not good type of growth. Yes, it can be good at times, but it's not permanent. We need to set our roots on who we are, just like an oak does, and then widen and grow and shoot out branches and all sorts of different things get created later on. But the foundation doesn't change. The only way we can become who we are is by choosing who we are first and then building out from there. So that's why oaktree.live.
Oaktree.live. Yeah. Wonderful. All right. And circling back to Karen Joseph, Seven Networking. Without me interjecting, how would you describe who you are to this beautiful community?
Well, I am a fun-loving gal.
Connect your Karen.
Connect your Karen. I like to have fun all the time. And, you know, life is short. And my feeling is that we can be out there building relationships together, getting to know each other, you know, and more a warm, friendly environment and have fun at the same time. So that is Seven in a nutshell with lots of education thrown in as well. That's my background. Love teaching, love learning from everyone who comes to our meetings. So I feel like we can all learn, grow, and prosper together.
What does Seven stand for?
Supporting and empowering the vision of entrepreneurial networking.
Love it.
And nice. She means every word of that. Yeah. And so do her members. Mm-hmm. Back in the day. So it's been how many years that Seven?
We're coming up on our 9-year anniversary this summer.
Right.
In August.
I feel like, so what year would that have been? I can't do the math.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know. Okay. So 2011, right? No, 2000. No.
2007.
Who cares? I got
it. Doesn't matter.
10 years.
I never know either.
I'm just trying to find my way through that. Again, making the connection for me joining Seven. I had just stepped away from employment and was becoming an entrepreneur.
Oh, that's right. You worked in the school.
Yeah,
I remember that. You driving the bus.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
really?
I did not imagine that. No, not a big yellow school bus. I opened a Primrose Preschool in South Gilbert for a couple.
Okay.
and had the plan to be there for a couple of years to help them grow the community, hire the teachers, because my background is education as well. And so we had a little school bus that I had to drive in. My son, my 10-year-old at the time, was 3. And
he
loved coming with us.
Toddler.
But I had to build a community, right, for this couple who owned the school. It was a franchise, and I was their director. And and I know education. I know people. And so we built that community, but I had left that to be on my own and establish myself as an executive leadership coach, as an integrative coach. And 7 was a great place for me to land because I got to be in the education of how do I show up in this business? Not only, you know, sharing who I am in that 30 seconds or 60 seconds, but how do I interact with other business owners and entrepreneurs? And what does it even mean to be an entrepreneur? And really, I can look to Karen to thank her and the community for that. And back in the day, it was just a handful of local 7 networking communities. But now tell us where you are and you've really, expanded.
We've expanded and, you know, like every small business owner, we've had the ebb and flow and things happen, changes. So we do have a few out of state chapters right now and a couple of virtual chapters, but my main focus right now is in Arizona because I'm here.
Yeah.
And I want to meet all the members and get to know them and see how I can help them. And it's hard when they're in other states.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And so many business owners, they experience that. You grow and expand. And then sometimes we look at the landscape and go, oh, wow, this is a little different than what I had anticipated. And we have the liberty to pull it back.
Right.
And so love hearing that you're making those choices as you're on this entrepreneurial journey.
Yes.
Yes, yes, good.
Love
and so
it.
How can we get a hold of you through for 7?
You can find me anywhere and everywhere. Just follow the laugh.
That's for sure.
Oh my gosh, I love that. So that is Karen's wonderful laugh that you're hearing.
Someone told me last week that my laugh is iconic.
Oh, yeah. It is iconic. I pulled back her sound and I before we started. Only because it is an iconic laugh, but sometimes in the mic, it's just might be a little too loud.
Right.
But we love you for the laugh. And you really can. You know Karen's there because you can hear her laughter. And I don't know if there's ever been a time that I've been with you that I haven't heard that laughter and have it be such a big part of who you are. So thank you. And so 7 Networking, how do we get a hold of? Is there a website specifically or just social media?
Yeah, www.s-e-v-e-n.com. org.
Excellent.
And we're also all over Facebook and live streaming and everywhere, anywhere you can find us.
Excellent. And LinkedIn. All of you, I was just going to say, all of you are on LinkedIn.
We are. Yes.
I'm happy to hear that. Right. So we'll make sure that we put that on our podcast replay once we have that back a little less than a week. And I just want to thank you guys for bringing LinkedIn Local to East Valley Phoenix and being the host for these events. So we've got another one. You had one previously. I suppose there are more in the works as well.
Every
6 weeks.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Yeah. So every 6 weeks and look to Eventbrite right now for LinkedIn Local East Valley Phoenix, as well as connecting with these fine people on social media, LinkedIn specifically. So thank you for taking time out of your day to share with our listeners. You bet. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.